This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, Eddie says we're good to go, so we go when we do a podcast. On this Thursday morning, Al Dukes, what's up?
Man? Oh, hi, Jerry. We're very, just I think 2 weeks away, I think, from our Memorial Day summer kickoff party. Week and a half. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm seeing, I get to print out the promos that Boomer and Gio read.
Yeah.
So they're the same promos that all the shows read.
Sure.
I'm a little concerned, Jerry. It says from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Right.
But it says with Boomer and Gio, they completely leave us out. They go Boomer and Gio to Tiki and Tierney to Carton and Roberts. They say it starts at 5, but they don't have our names in the promo, Jerry. So I reached out to Jess, who works in promotions.
Maybe we just don't
here.
Do it that day.
I said, I just double checking. I was trying to
passive
aggressive. I said, just checking. Are people able to watch the warm-up show if they come to DJ's?
Right.
She goes, yes, starts at 5. I said, oh, okay.
That's not going to get anything changed.
No. So, but in some ways, I also like it. It seems like, you know, we're under the radar, Jerry. You know what I mean? We're a cool.
You want to be on the radar, let's be honest.
But it was like almost like.
Insulting?
In some ways insulting, but in other ways, I like it in that, like when I first started watching David Letterman all those years ago, I felt like I was the only one watching it. And that was part of the charm. Like you felt like no one else was watching this. It was on so late.
Yeah, sure.
It didn't seem like a real show.
So you want the idea that no one's listening to us?
Yeah, I like the idea of like, if you're listening to this, you're a part of a special club.
Okay.
And it's like when you love a band, Jerry, and then they sell out and have a big hit.
And they don't love you back.
Yeah, and then you feel like, oh, everyone knows them now? It's not cool. So we're still the cool under the radar radio show.
I suppose. I just don't know how cool you can be if the masses don't like you.
Well, they like us, Jerry.
Are we going to be sold out at 5 o'clock? For real? Or are we going to have like a smattering of people?
Well, it will not be sold out by 5 o'clock, I don't think.
Okay.
But we'll have a smattering of people.
Do we know if we're inside or outside?
I don't know. I'm going to say we're going to be inside.
Yeah, me
but
too.
They're wide open. Like the front of the place is open.
Okay. Oh,
so you'll
so
feel the air, Jerry. Believe me.
I'll have the ocean breeze and hopefully not the rain blowing in.
hopefully not the rain, yes.
Better not be. I got to go. We have a baseball tournament that weekend. You don't get your money back if it rains.
I hope it's we deserve, from the terrible winter we've had here, Jerry.
Yeah.
We deserve a Memorial Day kickoff Friday.
For the record, Al.
To be terrific.
You know how many times we've said that?
How many times?
Often.
Often?
Yeah.
I wanted to get your take on something, Jerry, something that happened to me yesterday in Bradley Beach. I did not call the cops, so no worries.
All right. That's a good move on
and
your
then,
part.
And then break this into a larger topic.
Okay.
So this happened last year as well. There are birds in Bradley Beach and in other parts of New Jersey and probably Long Island as well called mockingbirds. You've heard mockingbirds.
Sure. Mock-ing-bird.
Yeah.
Yes.
So mockingbirds will dive bomb at you and your dog.
Okay.
This is what they do.
Right.
And they're cowards in that they will dive bomb. They look to make sure you're not making eye contact with them.
Right.
And then they'll do it. So if you see a mockingbird dive bombing on you, you can give them eye contact, then they'll most likely stay away. But if your dog turns the other way, they will dive bomb your dog.
Okay.
And this has been happening the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
The mockingbirds are dive bombing Whimsy.
Right.
So I went on the Facebook group, the Bradley Beach Facebook group, just to warn people, hey, you're walking dogs, the north end of Ocean Avenue, there's the mockingbirds are back dive bombing. It was just a warning. And I said, hey, I used a squirt bottle. I'll squirt them. You know, it chases them away. And then it becomes sort of a game for me that...
You're playing Angry Birds.
Yeah. I'm playing the real life version of Angry Birds.
Yeah.
But I don't like having to carry a water bottle because then now my hands are full. But it got an interesting reaction from people saying these birds are protecting their nest, go the other way, but they're not. They will seek you out, right, and they cover a two-block radius. If they see the dog within two blocks of where they are, they'll come for us. So then some guy was on there, he's like, Al Dukes thinks he's so entitled that he can attack our birds by squirting them with a water bottle that are dive-bombing my dog.
You could literally just go on there and say, hey, guys, 63 and sunny today. Have a great day.
Yeah, you're right.
Someone is going to tell you, hey, jackass, it's 66 degrees and there's a few clouds in the sky.
Right.
Go away.
Yeah. It's really incredible.
I don't know why you waste your time.
But it got, because I was trying to do the right. I was trying to do the right thing by saying, hey, if you walk dogs, just be on the lookout. Because sometimes they'll dive bomb you, hit you and take off. Sure. And you're like, what just hit me?
Yeah.
Amazing. And they dive bomb my dog's butt.
Ew.
Like her buttocks. I don't know if they're trying to get to the hole or they're just trying to annoy her.
Get in. That is unbelievable. Yeah. That sucks.
But it got me thinking because initially I was like, I didn't realize. So people told me that these birds are endangered species.
Okay. Well, you're not shooting them.
Exactly.
My God.
But the larger question I want to bring to you here, Jerry, is, when is it okay to beat up an animal?
When it's attacking you or your animal.
Correct.
And it's like self-defense.
Right.
That's when.
Right. Somebody said to me, you know, those are endangered birds. You know what I wrote back to the guy, Jerry, for all to see? Maybe if they weren't attacking things much larger than them, they wouldn't be endangered.
Yes. You're right.
I feel like I have the right, and I'm not going to do this, but I have the right when this mockingbird dives at me or my dog, if I have a tennis racket to swat away, and I'd send that thing right into next week.
Well, you would send it into its next life if there is such a thing.
But I'm not going to do that.
Are you walking around with a tennis racket?
No, but I thought about it.
That's tremendous.
But I know it's endangered. Now that people told me.
Sure. But you use it for deflection.
But at what point can we fight animals?
I think when you're under attack.
Right.
Now, that's what I think.
We're humans. We should have a brain more capable.
Right.
You're
not shooting them out of the sky. You're talking about if they're coming at you.
Now, is it fair that I am a much larger physical specimen than the mockingbird?
No, I think if they're attacking you.
Yeah.
Like, let's put it this way. If a bird is en route towards you and gets close enough that you can hit it with a racket,
yes,
it's a little too close and in your space.
Right.
Are you supposed to wait till it, you know, basically dive bombs your eyeball out?
Right. This is the way I feel, Jerry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, I get the whole endangered, and I'm with you. Enough. It's enough.
Yes,
stay out of
enough.
Our space. We'll stay out of your space.
Right. Right. Yeah, is it okay? The other things we have running around, the foxes. Now, foxes, they say, are harmless.
When did this become a big thing with these foxes? They're all over the place, apparently.
I don't know. Now, I've never had a problem with foxes. I see foxes. They see me. They look. They look at the dog. They're interested, but they stay away. They go running.
They do.
They wait till you get closer as I'm walking the dog, and it'll take off. And sometimes they're even playful with dogs.
Really?
Where they'll you know how like a dog will play with another dog by like crouching down and moving from side to side. Some of them will do this, and they're funny. They either laugh at them. Somebody posted a picture of a fox standing on top of their car, which I thought was hilarious.
That is funny.
So I'm not. But if a fox came at me, I can defend myself.
I would certainly hope so.
I'm not going to go out of my way to attack a fox. Like, you have raccoons in your area.
Yeah.
If you go out to get your garbage cans back and a raccoon comes at you,
I'm kicking the crap out of it.
Exactly.
You think I'm going to stand there and let it eat my leg?
Right.
I mean, please, those things got nails. Get out of here.
They carry rabies. So there are times when we can fight animals.
I don't. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
Let's have some common sense.
Yes.
We're not on the attack.
We're not starting fights, but we'll end them.
I would say no reason to say otherwise.
Now, I don't like shooting a deer that's just in the woods.
That's terrible. I'm with you on that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't care for that.
But an animal that is attacking me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to defend my space.
Yep. I am with you 100%. Space. Yep. I don't blame you.
So I will squirt bottle you first. And if that doesn't work, tennis racket. You see me just walking around town with a tennis racket.
Put some white shorts on, polo shirt.
Yeah, headband. Walking my dog dressed as like Connors from the 70s.
It was Andre Agassi.
Yeah. Right, with the bald head.
Yes. That'd be funny.
Yeah. So that's just a warning. I'm glad you're backing me up on this, Jerry.
I am. 100% I am on that. Because that otherwise, it's stupidity otherwise.
Yeah. I don't like to. I would not attack an animal that did not attack me first.
Right, of course not. You're not a killer.
Did I tell you about the other day I was a hero with the Dobermans?
Oh, a hero again.
I didn't tell you this.
No.
Either you were out or I was out the week that I saw. It was one of the nice weekends.
Okay. Might have been last Monday when I was out. Maybe you didn't tell
us. A couple weeks ago, I think.
Okay.
Maybe I was out. Maybe it was the 4 days I was out.
Could be.
Where I took off.
Oh,
and
for
I didn't
your concert.
Think.
Yeah. And the concert that got canceled. Boy, you're still coughing. Jesus
Christ.
Yeah,
I'm still coughing. But I saw, Jerry, there was three regular-sized Dobermans and a puppy Doberman walking on on the Asbury Park boardwalk.
Okay.
The people who were walking the Dobermans didn't seem to have full control of them. Or this idea that they...
That freaks me out.
Yeah, that they... The dogs weren't being aggressive, but they were tangled up with each other and this puppy, and they just looked like there was a lot going on. There were a lot of people on the boardwalk. So I stayed away, but later on, the people with these Dobermans had parked in Bradley Beach.
Okay.
And had walked down. So I saw them back, and I was like, oh, those are those people with the Dobermans. And I was walking Whimsy, and I heard the Doberman puppy cry really bad, like a blood-curdling scream.
Right.
And a continuous cry. Like, ah, 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 ah. I look over. The man is holding the Doberman puppy, and he's screaming at his wife or girlfriend, who I guess was supposed to be controlling the other dogs.
Right.
That attacked this puppy.
Okay.
And he seemed very upset. The dog is very upset.
Right.
I look over. The dog is bleeding.
Mm.
So the hero that I am, Jerry, I walked over. I said, do you need some assistance? I live nearby. I have a dog first aid kit.
Oh, my God. What they said, hell is in a dog first aid kit?
They said, yes, we would like your help, sir.
You didn't answer the question.
Yes.
I'd love to know what's in the dog first aid kit.
There's some sort of dog, like a spray to put on a dog's wounds.
Okay.
And bandages. Wraps.
Okay.
So I ran and got the dog, like a hero that I am, Jerry. I put my dog in that home. I ran back out. They were so appreciative, Jerry.
They gave you $1.
No, I was not looking. They didn't offer me any money, but I wasn't looking for money. I was doing it for the safety of
recognition
and the safety of the puppy.
Right.
While the puppy was bleeding profusely.
I had a cut on its paw.
Well, it turned out it was just a small cut on its nose.
Right.
But those are one of those areas that bleeds a lot. But once all the blood was cleaned up, it was really a small cut. But I just felt like, look at me, the hero.
I saved once Tom again. From dying.
You did. That's the best one. You saved the guy in the newsroom, Jerry, who was choking.
I know.
And you were the only two out there.
Years ago. Whatever. I'm joking.
It was not years ago.
It was 2 years ago, wasn't
it? Oh, it was? I thought it was relatively
Maybe last year.
Recent.
Because I won the Pulse of the People Award last year.
Yeah, I think it was last year. You won the Pulse of the People last year. I forgot about that. Are you nominated this
defending
year?
Defending champion. Well, how could I not be? I'm the defending champion. That's even true. If I get no votes, I have to be at least,
you
at
have
least
to be on
the list.
There. That's true.
Hockey, you got to defend your championship.
That is true.
What have I done not to be on the list?
Right. Right. It's not like you've gone against.
No.
So not I just, at all. But I wanted to show that I'm not looking to fight animals. I'm looking to help them.
I know you are.
I'm just saying if an animal attacks, we do have a right to defend ourselves.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Even if it's a small bird.
Yeah.
If it's a small opossum. What if that bird, that's a great point now, Jerry. We're talking about this mockingbird.
Sure. What if that bird was someone?
Yeah. What if that mockingbird who is dive bombing us.
Was it the girl that you proposed to a couple of times? Did she pass away earlier?
She's still alive,
she's
Jerry.
She's still alive, okay.
She's doing well. What if it's like my grandfather who's just having fun with me and my dog dive bombing us?
Listen. It's possible. I don't believe it to be.
Right.
But if you want to think it is, go for it.
And that's what I'm going to say. If I end up having to fight this mockingbird and people
just
yell
say it
at me.
Was your grandfather. You were in a fight with him.
I'm going to say it's a bird, you moron.
That would be so awesome. Oh,
it's
that
just
would
a
be
bird.
Great. That is tremendous.
Yeah. So
life really is about what spin and perspective you put on it. Like, you can make yourself believe anything.
Yes.
You can believe in ghosts and aliens and reincarnation. You can believe that other animals are people. And like Kyrie Irving said yesterday in the video I watched, that you don't die, you transition. Whatever. You believe what you want to believe and live your life. That's great.
Right.
If that gets you through the day, there's a reason why most people find God in the latter stages of their life.
Or when they do something bad.
That too. Because they're looking for help. They're looking for acceptance. They're looking for approval. They're looking for, you know, someone to tell them it's going to be okay. And when you get older and you see the end, it's sad to say, but when you get older and you see the end, your quote-unquote faith or hope, I think hope is a better word, starts to shine through that, my God, if there's not something else, then this is it.
Right.
And I think people go knee-deep into it. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. If that gets you through the day and gives you a good perspective, great. Go for it. I might be the same way if I live to 65 or 70 or 80.
65? Of course you're going to live to 65, Jerry.
You don't know that.
We don't know that.
I don't know if I'll be alive tomorrow.
Right.
So, but I think, the chances of that happening are slim. But when you get into your 60s, those chances increase. That's why life insurance, as you get older and older, becomes ridiculously expensive. Because at some point, you're dead.
Right. And the older you get, the more likely you'd be dead.
Right. So, you know, that's why you need life insurance at this stage of your life. Because if something does happen, you're probably screwed financially. And you don't want to leave your family in shambles.
So then, if you do pass soon, do not come back as a bird and dive bomb me.
I'm going to come back as the Doberman and eat your leg.
Ooh, full
no
on Doberman.
On this thing. It's all bone.
Dogs love bones, Jerry.
I know they do.
You could just eat my leg.
I know. You think you get to choose what you come back as for people that believe in that stuff?
I don't
or
think
you do.
You
think one day you're just reborn as something.
You're just reborn as a dog.
Well,
or
then what
cat.
Poor souls that come back as an ant.
Right.
This is it? This is the second life?
Or maybe that's our first lives. Like, maybe we've evolved all the way up to human.
Sure.
We started as ants.
Let's go with that. Come on now.
I see. I saw some sort of press release from the company, Odyssey, about a podcast platform or grouping called 2400 Sports.
Okay.
And a guy reached out to me from there, said, we'd like to put the Al and Jerry postgame podcast on there.
Did you tell him we don't talk sports on it?
I have a phone meeting with him later today.
Oh, you do?
I was going to let him know that. Also, I told him we want the Joe Rogan Spotify deal.
Hope you don't plan your day around that phone call.
Oh, we'll be on your platform.
I'm sure we
will
be.
Joe Rogan money.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
We'll be back here tomorrow at 5 a.m. on a Wednesday. And until then, tomorrow we'll have two Mets games to discuss, a Yankee game to discuss, and we'll get you ready for Rangers Hurricanes. Ooh, what a preview. See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hear a great moment on The Fan that you want to hear again and again.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Again and again and again. Pause, go back, and then skip ahead with Rewind on the Odyssey app.
I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yes, she needs.
Just download and search WFAN.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. It is a Tuesday for you. We are chock full of sports, sort of. 5:02, the Eddie Scazzeri, what is up? And across from me, as always, the Jersey Shore boy himself. His name is Albert Joseph Dukes. What's up, man?
Good morning, Jerry. I've decided I would prefer Sal with no callers.
Okay.
Overnight show.
I like some of his callers. They get him going.
Some of them, but you know what the problem is? And I know it's impossible to do a show by yourself, number one, with no callers. But the overnight callers, they all call the same time.
Yeah, it's always been like that.
I know, but...
It's like their routine.
Yeah, but we're not
here. That's the overnight family, Al.
But they're not... They don't get... We would never hire them because they don't have anything to say. But we give them a platform at the same exact time every night. Like, I love Sal. I hate Stewart in Brooklyn or wherever. Stop calling.
He likes Stewart. Sal likes him.
It sucks.
You don't have to listen.
But I want to listen because I like Sal. But these callers are driving me to
Sal
run away.
Sal does not want to talk to himself for four straight hours.
Thus the problem.
Hence, no one puts guests on anymore. So what do you want him to do?
Have a partner.
Overnight?
Yes.
We're cutting people out left and right. You want an overnight tandem?
I want an overnight partner.
You've got no chance.
So he doesn't have to talk to Stewart in Brooklyn.
You have no chance.
And all the other clowns that call the exact same time every day.
Well, good luck with that. Let me know when they find Sal a partner to work between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m.
All right. I'll get to work on it, Jerry.
Okay.
Drives me nuts.
Maybe you can get someone to work for free with him.
Yes. The callers. Or just pick one of those dopes and have them come in for
I don't think he wants
five
that
hours.
Either.
Right.
Good in little small doses.
I like when he yells at the callers. I'm all for that because I like yelling at the callers. But I don't know. There's certain people they just call like clockwork.
Right.
And it's just weird. Just weird.
Yeah, I bet you find that across most talk radio shows.
I agree.
You know, not just sports. I think you probably have your regulars that are very routine.
Right.
But, I mean, Mike and Chris had that too.
Right, I guess, but different era. I don't know.
Oh, for sure. But I remember Beningo used to call most days around 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So because it was on his ride home from work and it was when he would get in.
Right, but what happens is it's like when the callers then are just calling because it's part of their routine. They don't
sometimes, for sure.
They don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
So every time Joe Beningo called in, I'm sure he didn't have a hot take. He probably some days had nothing, but felt like
I do think he drove them nuts. So I liked having him on.
Yeah.
It's probably very true.
It's so weird. I have such a terrible relationship with the callers, Jerry.
I understand.
Jerry, baseball has a doubleheader problem, and I don't like it.
What's the doubleheader problem?
We're calling the Mets game.
Well, what was weird about that was, I don't know what you saw, but they were predicting this monster storm, really bad, to where even all the youth practices in our area and a bunch of youth games got canceled when the sun was shining. And I've seen this before, and I've always referenced there was a game, I think it was in 1998 or 1999, I forget, because Roger Clemens was starting for the Yankees. I was covering the game for Susan. And I'll never forget, we went there, and they pulled the tarp on the field when the sun was out for a 7 p.m. game, and it didn't rain. And it didn't rain. And the rain did come at like 9 p.m., maybe 8:45. And I remember thinking, my God, you could have played an hour and a half, had the rain delay, and then come back and finish the game. And it did rain, and they started the game at, it was probably around 10:15. It was ridiculous. And I was there all night, you know, covering and doing the post-game stuff. But it was just weird, though, because even I heard even Craig and Evan were talking about it. They canceled the game, and the radar was showing nothing to hit Citi Field between 7 and 8:30. But, I don't know. I don't know what to tell. Now, we did get the storm, but, my God, it was brief, and it was quick.
And then we got to do another doubleheader. Doubleheaders are not real baseball.
Well, doubleheaders were a part of baseball for decades.
Right.
Every Sunday used to have them.
It doesn't feel like real baseball. It feels like...
I like doubleheaders.
It feels like we're required to play this many games, so we're going to do two in one
day. Well, you're charging people for the tickets. I mean, that's a big part of it. You know, if you sell tickets to a game, you have to have a game.
Right, but we could just,
they don't want to give the money back.
No, but we could distribute their tickets to another game because it's not like any game sells out.
You could. Could you imagine just being
distribute.
A ticket broker, though, and trying to figure that out? I always wondered this. So today's a straight doubleheader.
What does that mean, straight doubleheader?
It means it's not a day-night where you break, empty the park, and then new people come in with the tickets.
So your one ticket gets you into two games.
I've never had to do this where I had tickets for a game, it got rained out, and then they played the straight doubleheader the next day. Or had the tickets for the next day that became the doubleheader. So I have tickets in section 222, row 5, seats 1 through 4. Who's got those tickets now today?
No idea.
And if they allow you in, how do they figure who gets those seats and who doesn't? That's got to be a disaster, no?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, very strange.
If you're one of the ushers that brings you down to your seat.
Someone's sitting in my seat already.
I have these tickets.
Right.
We both have these tickets.
So sit on his lap.
Get to know each other.
It'd be funny.
Put a face covering on. Sit on each other's laps. And
everybody's happy.
Whisper sweet nothings into his or her ears.
And hope it don't move.
Exactly. Exactly, Jerry. So yeah. I don't know. I don't like it one bit. It feels...
Well, you don't like doubleheaders, so...
Because it feels like inferior baseball.
It's not, though. It's not. It's no different than a day night than a day game after a night game. It really isn't, because a lot of times you won't get the catcher day game after a night game. The same way you probably won't get the same catcher for two games today. It's got a very similar feel to it.
Yeah, I just feel like both teams kind of half-ass both games, and you don't get a full sports.
I don't think that the guys on the field would say they're half-assing it.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
You got to play 18 innings. I'd be like,
oh, come on, you're standing around. Stop. This is not hockey.
I know, but we're talking about baseball players here who stub a toe and we'll see in August.
Well, that's true.
So Pitchers mostly. I can't imagine they want to be out there for like, if you're already heading, like, I wonder if you're a player, do you hope in the game gets rained out? Because you're like, oh, I could rest tonight.
See, I don't think so. Well, yesterday, maybe, because they canceled it so early, they actually got a night home with their family. The problem when you cancel most games and you end up with the doubleheader the next day is they're at the park already, and they've probably spent hours there thinking there's going to be a delay. Maybe we'll play. Maybe we won't. By the time you get home, it's 9 o'clock, and you lost your whole day, and you got to turn right back around and come back the next day. I think yesterday, because they had to have canceled this game. My God, they were talking about it at 4 o'clock, before 4 o'clock, that it was canceled. So if the guys weren't there already, and even if they were, turn around and go home at 3:30, you're still home. Think about that for a baseball player. On a work night, they might have been home at 5 o'clock. So I think they probably didn't mind it last night.
Yeah. But it'd be like if we said, hey, you know what, Jerry? No Boomer and Geo show today. We'll do an 8-hour show tomorrow. We'd be like, what? We wouldn't give it our all for 8 hours.
Not quite the same, but I understand what you're saying. No, it's
very
not the same
similar,
thing.
Jerry.
But they're playing a game. You're talking about talking for 8 hours? You out of your mind? No, thank you.
Sal talks to himself for 5 hours.
Yes, he does sometimes from 12 to 5.
That's why he's got to put on Stewart in Brooklyn.
What are you really going after Stewart in Brooklyn?
Because every time I get here, it's the same
you
time.
Need to
I'm walking
disconnect.
Down the hall.
Connect.
No, I do, but now I can't listen to Sal. I was the one guy I liked listening to.
Well, when you hear who you don't like, just turn it off.
But
it.
It's everyone. It's every caller. I dislike every caller.
All right. I don't know what
of the regulars.
You. Right.
Like, I like a random new caller. Thank you. Thank
You're
you for
welcome.
Joining us.
Nice to hear from you.
Or a caller that's a regular that has something to say. Don't call because you feel like you have to call me.
Gotcha.
I'm not your family.
Well, it's the overnight family.
Yeah. But we're still using the standard we used when radio was your only option. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. We disagree on this. I don't want to hear the same guy talk for hours and hours and hours.
I agree with that as well.
And if other guys aren't calling, that's what you're going to end up with.
Right.
I don't,
no, I agree.
You know. And then you don't want guests either. I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I love a guest. But as long as they actually bring something to the table and they're knowledgeable about what the hell they're talking about.
I guess the problem to me with what a guest does, like let's say you're talking about Sal doing a 5-hour show by himself.
Yeah.
It only fills one segment. You still got...
Oh, for sure.
So where does that really leave you? It doesn't solve a problem.
No, but it does though, because that knocks out, and that's not the right word.
But that's
it
the way
fills
it's perceived,
a need.
You're right.
Well, no,
it
yes,
knocks out a segment.
But it's got to be informative. It's got to be something to it. It's got to be informative. Like, for instance, Sal right now, I would say, is as deep into the Mets as anybody is. He's working at SNY. He's talking to former Mets almost daily, if not daily. He watches every single pitch of every game because he's there every night. I don't need Sal to have a Met guest. His insight to me is as good as anybody when it comes to the Mets. But if Sal wanted to put someone on about the Yankees, and he's watching, but just I'm trying to make a point, that to me should bring new information that he doesn't
Correct.
Have. So that to me is all right. I don't need to hear him put a Met guest on unless it's Keith Hernandez or Gary or Ron. I like those guys.
I'll say this then, Jerry. Normally I am anti-guest. I would prefer for a solo show a guest over the same caller.
Yeah, I hear you. Understood.
So the guests have now moved above the terrible callers.
There you go. All right, fair enough.
Now, Jerry, the Yankees did play a game.
They played the Orioles.
That's all
enough.
Right, the scrub Orioles.
This is one thing I did hear Sal with. Enough with this stupid, same stinking teams 20 times a year. It's God.
Yeah.
Who wants to see the Orioles?
I thought with interleague play we were going to get other teams in the mix.
Well, you are, but not as many as you'd like. It just stinks. I don't even want to watch
you
it.
Stink.
Well, they do. And they're not as bad as they've been. I think they're 14-21 or 2 or 3 or whatever. They're
it's
not
early.
It is early, but it's not like they're 5-28. But they still stink. Who wants to watch them?
Did you see that? And we don't talk about it because it was the Yankees won, no problem. They win 6-2. But that dumb base running by
I actually didn't see this,
Stanton,
so you can tell me.
Yeah, he hits a double.
Right.
And they're throwing the ball to the plate. And he's running the third. For no why? And then the inning's over. And the rally's dead. And
right.
Instead of being on second, another man in scoring position. And I was just sad. No big deal. Because
they're playing the Orioles.
Right. They're playing the scrub Orioles.
And as it turned out, no big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah.
But it just looked stupid. Like, you had no chance. Either the ball was going to get cut off and you were a dead duck.
Right.
Or the catcher, it was not going to be a play at the plate. So it's just dumb base running.
Yeah. Well, maybe that'll come back and burn them later in the season.
Exactly,
when they make
Jerry.
A stupid mistake against a good team in a big spot.
In the playoffs.
Certainly possible.
Playoffs.
Playoffs. Say what? Playoffs.
A lot of opposite field home runs this year, I'm seeing. Like, even yesterday, Jose Trevino.
Yeah, which we got a call later. We got to hear a new Sterling call.
Oh, did he give him a thing?
I don't know. I didn't hear it yet. I've been, no joke, I've been watching Kyrie Irving, LeSean McCoy.
Oh, no.
And Brandon Marshall and Adam Pac-Man Jones. I am athlete. That's what I've been doing for
wow.
the last hour and a half.
Oh, Boomer's going to love those Kyrie clips.
Yeah, I know. I know.
He
I have
is
to
a lightning
them,
rod to Boomer.
He is. He's,
Boomer
he,
loves a Kyrie take.
And I'll tell you the same thing. And then I want to go back to baseball in a second because Toolbag got shelled last night. Mm. Well, we could talk about Kyrie after the break. But
which
a very
Toolbag
deep
is this,
thing.
Jerry?
So the numbnut that couldn't keep his mouth shut about the no-hitter last week.
Noah Syndergaard?
Yes. He was in Tampa last night. He didn't even get out of the first inning.
Oh,
good.
I love it. Get lost.
F off.
Yeah. No set against the Rays in Tampa. Goodbye.
Correct. Two-thirds of an inning, four runs, only 26 strikes, 42 pitches, and two-thirds of an inning.
Love it. Get
jerk.
Lost. jerk yes. nozzle, jerk face.
That's right. So I saw that. I wanted to make sure I brought that up. So that to me is the cool baseball stat of the day.
Love it.
Thor face. Got it shoved in his face.
Yeah. How's that for a no-hitter? You even get out of
not
first
Tampa,
inning.
Texas. It was in Texas.
Oh, Texas. Okay.
Yes, you said Tampa. It was in Texas against the Rangers. So, well.
I don't think we got a Jose
Trevino
home run call. Because
maybe not.
In the highlight package, they had the Michael K TV call for the home run and then connected the John Sterling after the home run.
Okay.
And I don't think you got one.
Well, before we go to break, let's see.
By the way,
it might
went,
be. It's long.
And he went opposite field.
Yeah.
You're
ready on the way to the break.
0-1 is hit in the air down the right field line. A long run for Santander. And it is a home run. Wow. He hit one right down the line, and it just got over the high wall near the pole. Well, that is really something. A three-run home run for Trevino. And the Yankees take a 4-0 lead.
Yeah. And for Jose Trevino, his first
nothing.
Home run as a New York Yankee, and the smile on his face.
What? How do you not have something ready?
It was such a weird home run.
But does it matter?
Yeah.
This is what he does.
I know, but I think he likes it when it's like, oh, my Lord, it's going to go on it.
Oh, come
Trevino.
On. He's, oh, man. And so what? He's got nothing for Kiner Falefa ready?
I think it was because it was a cheap home run.
I think he's not ready.
I think he would have been ready if he was
he
excited.
He wasn't ready.
He didn't want to blow it out of like a non-excited home run call. First of all, the pitch was up and away.
I don't care. He wasn't ready.
I suppose.
If Aaron Judge flicks his wrist and the ball goes out and he doesn't think it's going to go out, he's still going to do, here comes the judge.
Yeah, because that's a low key. That's a low key. By the way, that's weird. Whoever does those Apple TV games, baseball.
Yeah.
That crew nobody likes.
Right. Melanie Newman.
Yeah. She actually, when Stanton hits a home run, she goes a Stantonian blast.
Oh, does she really?
Steals John Sterling's call. Yeah.
Well, he should trademark that.
Make a t-shirt.
Or do that. Exactly. All right. Quick break. When we come back, some thoughts on Kyrie Irving. Why not? And then a whole bunch of other stuff. Al's hacking up a lung. That's not good. It's 5:17. We are just getting started on Tuesday on The Fan. Don't go away.
Listen, if you want the best Yankee coverage this season, you need to listen to the NYYST podcast, New York Yankee Sports Talk, where the game is never just a game.
That's right, man. We're the fellas bringing you raw, unfiltered takes on everything Yankees.
Strap in for a wild ride because we're not holding anything back. Twice a week, all season long, we're diving deep into the heart of the Bronx Bombers.
So if you want the real deal, the raw truth about your favorite team,
tune in to the NYYST podcast, New York Yankee Sports Talk.
Follow NYYST in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Tuesday morning, love Kiss back in the day with the makeup and the tongue and all that. So, we were saying before the break, we were talking about the Yankees and Noah Syndergaard stunk last night, so that's kind of cool. I mentioned Kyrie Irving, and he is a lightning rod. There's no question about it, and I was even a little apprehensive to start watching this piece on I Am Athlete. But I figured, you know what? The Mets didn't play the – I mean, what is there to say? The Yankees are dominant. There's three highlights to play and a couple of pieces of sound. Then what happens? Like an Al Dukes interview back in the day.
And then what happened? And how did that end?
And so I'm like, all right. So Marco Belletti came over. He goes, hey, there's some I Am Athlete clips of Kyrie Irving. I'm like, well, I can't just do clips of that. I'm like, how long was it? Oh, it was an hour. So I got to watch the whole thing. So I got through 50 minutes of the hour and 8 minute episode so far. He is a complex individual, a very deep thinker, and they talked about a lot, and this is where I was doing with G last week talking about him. This is where, and even with Boomer the other day, it's where, you know, let me reverse and back up. You know, in the podcast, sometimes you and I will have conversations about life and really what does it mean?
Life and death, and where do we go, and who are we, Jerry?
This guy, Kyrie Irving, this is what he thinks about. It would appear to me from watching and listening to him, this is his main purpose in life, is to make sure the world is spinning properly, people are doing the right thing, and that it's about more than just work and money. It's about family. It's just, he's just a deep, deep thinking.
We're only here a short time, and then you're dead.
I'd love to see you talk to Kyrie about life.
I would love to talk to Kyrie Irving about all this stuff.
I can't wait for you to play these clips and have Boomer hear it.
I know, because he's going to want to vomit in his mouth.
Yeah.
Very interesting, too, listening to him. I guess his mom passed away when he was young, but he does not refer to it as such. She transitioned to the next life is essentially what he's saying. It's just, I'm telling you.
It's a bird, you moron.
A moron. well, I look forward to these clips. What are we going to hear? These during updates today, Jerry?
Well, hopefully I'll have them done by 8 o'clock.
6:30, 7:30.
I don't know about 6:30. I'll do the best I can for 6:30. 7:30 for sure.
Okay.
I will do the best I can to have something for 6:30.
Well, I look forward to these.
I don't know how much.
I like deep thinking conversations.
He really
sort of
is. I mean, he went back to, as he said, he went back to his indigenous tribe to find his family history.
All right.
I don't remember, it was North or South Dakota, one of those places. He went and spent time there. Like, he's
Native American?
I don't know. It was so confusing.
It's confusing. All right.
Yes. He is searching for the meaning of life. That's probably the best way to put it.
Like it.
And I think, I could be wrong about this. My guess is you're never going to find it. Because what does it mean, really?
But this is life, Jerry. We're searching for answers.
Right. And by the time you find them, you're gone. It's just kind of what it is.
We're all just little beings on the pimple of the ass of the universe.
Yep.
So.
And then you're dead.
And I will tell you, you know who's really good in this is LeSean McCoy. A terrific, and I don't know whose show this actually is. It seems like it's him, Marshall, and Adam Jones. Jones is kind of just like a wallflower because he doesn't say a whole lot.
He doesn't get in the way of this
He doesn't.
Talk.
He just kind of chimes in once in a while. Brandon Marshall's very involved, but McCoy seems, if you had to ask me who the host of the show, I would say it's LeSean McCoy because he takes control of the interview and the conversation.
Which Brandon Marshall is this, the wide receiver?
Yeah, the one that Boomer used to work with.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's good in it, too. It seems like it's LeSean McCoy's baby.
Is this a video podcast as well?
Yeah. It looks like they're sitting in someone's home. Might
they
be
got
Kyrie's.
Microphones in front of them?
They have microphones clipped. Lavaliers. Yes.
Lapel mics.
Yeah, they're on their shirts.
Okay.
And it's a good. And Kyrie talks a lot. It's stuff I've never heard before.
talking about the relationship with LeBron, explaining how and why. And I'm not going to get into all this morning with the clips, but explain if you're interested in Kyrie, I would suggest watching it, explaining how and why he wanted to be traded from Cleveland, how he learned about the media killing him for wanting to be traded when he was in China at the time. It really is pretty wild. It's good stuff.
I might listen to this myself, Jerry, on the ride home.
Yeah, you might actually be into it.
Yeah, I do like deep thinking.
This is Kyrie. Very deep thinking.
Kyrie.
Like
Kyrie?
The beginning of it is them spreading sage on one another.
Oh.
To cleanse themselves.
I like it. Let's cleanse ourselves, Jerry. Why don't we do that here?
If you want.
I mean, some sage and cleanse me.
That to me makes as much sense about getting rid of your clothes to make you feel better.
I'll get nude, Jerry, and you'll cleanse me with sage.
I'm not doing anything with you nude.
All right. Your call.
Right.
Did you see the Nestor Cortez story yesterday?
I saw the story. I have not seen the deleted tweets.
I have. I looked at them, Jerry. I did some research.
He was 17, right?
Yeah, which is so weird because I don't know if it's the Nestor Cortez mustache that makes him appear to be
38,
a father figure, 38-year-old. Yes. But the fact that, like, in 2013, he was in high school seems very bizarre to me.
Tell me about
right?
it. Right? Yes.
He seems like a man.
I know.
An elder statesman. I would think he's the same age as CeCe Sabathia.
I know.
But Nestor Cortez, some jackass, dug up some high school tweets by Nestor Cortez and put them out there.
Right.
He was using the N-word, Jerry.
Okay.
Although he appears to be quoting
lyrics. Right.
Or using it as a term for his friends, his close friends. So he doesn't seem to be using it in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, he looked at his tweets and he said they're unacceptable. He couldn't believe they were out there. And he's deleted his Twitter account for now. He's going to clean up his Twitter account so no old stuff when he was a child tweeting is out there. To me, this is not a big deal.
Yeah, it's...
It's a kid.
Yeah.
Quoting rap lyrics.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Hell, Jerry?
I'm trying to... Again, I spent all my time on Kyrie Irving. I'm trying to actually read this stuff now very quickly.
Trying to see where I saw it. Maybe the New York Post had a screenshot of them or something.
Yeah.
You know what's weird, though, about old tweets? When you change your profile picture on Twitter, it mm-hmm. changes it for all your tweets.
Okay.
So, like, let's say Nestor Cortez, when he was in high school, had a picture of him in high school tweeting.
Right.
Now you look back on those tweets.
And it looks like it was recent. Is that what you're saying?
It's mustached Nestor Cortez, who looks like a 38-year-old man.
Yeah.
So it looks weird.
But I would say it looks very strange.
High school kids are so stupid. Jerry, I was quoting Ozzy Osbourne lyrics when I was in high school. I would hate for those to resurface right about now.
I know, and I also know how influential music is.
Yeah.
Especially for a 14 or 15 or 16-year-old. Not excusing it, but you hear the music over and over and over again. Like, I can see how a teenager would do that. And I'm just looking through some of these now, and I see what you mean.
Yeah.
There's nothing, there's not a, there's no intent there. It's more, not friendly, that's not the right word. It's more supportive in a lot of cases from some of these tweets.
Yeah, they're not.
He's using the word as, instead of using friend, he's using the word in,
Right, when you look at it, you don't go, look how mean this guy is attacking people.
He's using a racial slur, but it's his friends. Like, he's literally talking about his buddies
and
in a lot of these cases.
And using the lyrics from songs.
Right.
Which
on
gets
top
very
of it.
Cloudy, Jerry.
It gets very confusing.
Very cloudy.
Yeah. Yeah. When did this break yesterday? Because this
I don't
was
know.
This was not during our show.
No, it was not. It was early afternoon.
No, it
Maybe
was early
two,
afternoon.
3 o'clock.
Just Google it.
I was watching Kyrie Irving. Stop yelling.
I saw it like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I was having my at mid afternoon apple.
Oh, not dinner?
Dinner's at 4:30.
Got it.
I was having my mid-afternoon snack.
I actually thought about you yesterday because I had one of the dinners, Dinner of Champions yesterday.
Oh, what'd you have?
A bag of goldfish.
Nope. See, they're on the banned list.
I know they're on the banned list. I had nothing else to eat. And so that's what I went with, a bag of goldfish. I had a bottle of water. I had good intentions. And then someone might have left me a beer.
Oh, beer.
Which I don't think is on the list
either.
What
kind of beer did you have?
Miller Lite.
Oh, I love a Miller Lite.
I like the Miller Lite. Yes, and this is going to sound so stupid because it's the same beer. I like the Miller Lite out of the bottle, though, more than the can.
I agree.
This was out of the can. It was still good.
A can, like when you're drinking a beer out of a bottle, you feel classy. You're drinking it out of a can, fine. You feel like a college kid.
Maybe. Well, yes and no. Not when you have the Heineken Light out of a can. They have the taller, thinner cans. I don't know why.
You feel better about that?
I do. Yeah, I do. So, yeah, I thought of you yesterday when we were at Cornhole. We had our playoffs last night.
Yeah.
And I was eating goldfish out of a bag in lieu of dinner.
You were looking live at the Cornhole playoffs.
Yeah, well, one championship didn't even finish.
Oh, wow.
Game we got to finish up next week.
It got suspended because of time?
That is correct. So, yeah, Team Fallon won last night, first-time champions.
Good job,
which was
by
kind
them.
Of cool. And Team I'm blanking Fallon. Out on who else won, and I feel bad about that.
Team Chavolsky, I think,
it was
came
not
back
Team Chavolsky. Come won. On now. That was the B. I'm trying to think who won the C. I'll figure it out, and I'll congratulate them on the other side. We got to take a break.
All right.
It's 25 in front of 6. We've got Boomer and Geo at 6 here on The Fan. All right, coming up at 5:45, it is Al and Jerry with you till the top. We get you to Boomer and Geo. We've got an action-packed Tuesday. You got 2 Met games today. You got the Yankees probably going to bludgeon the Orioles. You realize the Yankees are 19-3 in their last 22 games?
I did not know that.
Yeah, pretty damn good. I think they've matched their start from 1998.
Is that right?
When they won how many games? 114 games in the regular season.
It's a lot of games, Jerry.
It's a lot of wins. Yeah, they won 125 that year when you include the postseason.
Out of 162, Jerry, that's pretty
good. Well, no. With the postseason involved.
Oh, with the postseason. So
yeah, they were
that.
114 in the regular season.
All right.
And then if you do the math very quickly, 60, 46, 48. So they were 114-48 in the regular season. And then they won their 11 games in the postseason. Pretty good.
Would you say that's pretty good, Jerry?
I says pretty good.
Or would you say it's pretty good?
That's pretty good.
Pretty
yeah.
good.
Very
Jerry's
impressive.
73-year-old Ric Flair has scheduled his final wrestling match.
Whoa.
Now, first of all, Ric Flair has not wrestled since 2000.
Because he's 73.
11.
Yes, because even in he was 62 back then.
Right, that's 11 years ago.
Now, I'm surprised it was even that recent.
Sadly, and this feels somewhat sad to me, 73-year-old Ric Flair, one final match is going to be on July 31st on an independent wrestling card. Means not WWE, not AEW, not anything you ever heard of.
So what is it?
He's just going to wrestle an as-yet unnamed opponent.
Now, will this opponent be in his 70s?
No. I bet he wrestles somebody.
Don't tell me someone in their 20s or 30s.
Don't. I don't know.
You can't.
Well, it's got to be. It can't be anybody in AEW or WWE. They wouldn't be allowed to wrestle on the independent circuit.
Okay.
But it's got to be somebody with a name. So somebody who.
Well, isn't he the name?
Well, he's the name, but you got to wrestle somebody who is sort of you've heard of.
Okay. Where's Taz?
Oh.
That would be
cool.
Well,
he's AEW. He couldn't get involved.
Oh, so he can't. Okay.
But it is going to be a live-streamed pay-per-view of some sort.
Not buying it.
I'm not buying it either because I know that video will surface. But just one more time for the great Ric Flair to come down in that robe, Jerry, to...
And then de-robe and see all his saggy breasts.
Reveal himself in his robe. Yes, he does have saggy breasts right now.
Do you think
right
he's
now.
Doing HGH right now and
no,
testosterone?
No, I don't think... I think he's fine. I think he's all right with where he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll do a couple of flare chops, Jerry. He'll figure four leg lock somebody into submission.
Can he 72 still do that?
I hope so.
Can he do a pile driver at 72?
I don't think he was a big pile driver guy, Jerry. He was more of a... He was a technical wrestler, too. He'd figure four leg lock you, arm bar you. That sort of thing.
That sounds
so,
like MMA. Can he, all right, can he do this? Can he whip you across the ring?
Oh, yeah.
Off the ropes and then whoosh, right
100%. The yes, he could do that.
72 years old.
Yeah,
my
73.
God. 73.
So,
holy smoke. You know, my grandparents didn't live to 73. And this guy's out there wrestling.
I think my dad is 70. Let's see.
Maybe your dad could wrestle him.
Oh, if I could get my dad to fight Ric Flair, it'd be
yeah,
so awesome.
Yeah, Ric Flair against Dad Dukes.
Yeah.
Woo.
Woo. Yeah.
When he does the woo,
yeah.
When he comes out for this final match, does he have enough woo in him for
I think
it to
he does.
Sound like, or is it literally a pathetic
no.
woo?
Jerry, he could. as the great Toby Keith said, I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Yeah, that's not going to be the case for this.
So
I'm
he
sorry.
Can get one more.
Yeah.
Bring it from the diaphragm, Jerry. Deep down in the diaphragm and a woo, and it'll be terrific.
Can I ask you this question?
All right.
How many people will go see this live?
It'll be in a very small venue. Actually, it's in Nashville.
Okay.
So I don't know how many people. It's Ric Flair's final match, I
in
think.
In one of the bars where they have
no,
rock music in the back?
No, it'll be a small gathering.
Like, where? I've been to Nashville. Where would they
I
do
don't
this?
Know.
A little convention center? Ooh, maybe a VFW. That would be embarrassing.
Don't mock Ric Flair.
I'm not mocking. He's 73. He shouldn't do this. Wasn't he almost dead 2 years ago?
He did almost pass away, yes.
Yeah, so what are
back,
we doing?
Because he's back and he's ready to go.
Let me ask you this. Is he broke?
No. I don't think he's
then
broke.
Then what are we doing? Honestly, just be
although,
a wrestling
you know
ambassador.
He was one of these guys who spent his money. While
so he could be broke.
He was living it up, yeah.
That's sad.
He did used to take private planes. I did see a documentary somewhere with this where he was taking private, like he would get a paycheck, take that paycheck and immediately get a private plane to go party and then go on to the next city. So he was limousine riding, Jerry. He had the diamonds.
Right.
He had all the fine ladies. So he lived.
So this is one of those guys that thought like wrestling would be there forever and he'd still be wrestling at 70. Oh, that's right. He is. Right.
He probably thought, you know, a lot of these guys think they're going to live short lives.
Yeah, I understand.
So
I get
up.
It. But then you're 73 and you're broke and you're going back in the ring.
Correct.
For a paycheck. What do you think he makes for that paycheck? Make 50 grand?
No, because it's small independent.
So why are we doing
10
it?
10 grand. Tops.
10 grand?
Tops.
He can't go make 10 grand signing things at certain events?
He could, but he wants to wrestle. It's about the wrestling. It's not about
money. Ego.
It's about the ego, Jerry.
I understand. He wants the attention. I know people like that.
I don't know anyone.
I'll use
Jerry Sean McVay's fiance.
Yeah.
My fiance, Veronica Coleman, I believe is how you say it.
She's a hot box of rocks.
She's a hot box of rocks. She is from the Ukraine, Jerry. And she has now put Vladimir Putin toilet paper in her home.
Well, that's gotta be coarse.
Well, it's regular toilet paper, but it's got Vladimir Putin's face.
It's gotta be coarse. He's got paint in the toilet paper.
Right. Right, which is very bad for your sphincter.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's also
bad. You put ink up there. No good.
Right. They also say, I've heard doctors say, don't even use toilet paper with coloring. Like, you know, some toilet paper is green, some toilet paper
no,
is...
No, I don't, actually.
They used to definitely...
Who uses green toilet paper?
When I was a kid, you would match the color of your toilet paper to your bathroom.
Who did that?
There was pink toilet paper. There was light green. There was light blue toilet paper.
That's news to me.
It's very bad for the
apparently
dyes. Are very...
in the Duke's house, you had colored toilet
we did,
paper.
For a little while. But you're right, Jerry. The ink is bad for your sphincter.
Cannot be good for anything.
It's not good for you, which is why I guess you don't really see it very often. But that hilarious toilet paper, like people had Donald Trump toilet paper, it's more of a...
It's a gag gift.
It's a gag. You're not really supposed to put that in, rub that up against your butt.
You know what's so crazy is I remember when my dad was turning 40. So I was probably in around, I guess, 12. Yeah, right, 12, 13, something like that. I remember my mom doing a surprise 40th for him and buying all that gag crap.
Yeah, hilarious, over the hill stuff.
I'm now 48.
You're 48. You're 8 years past that.
That's terrible. I don't want to hear that.
Right. You're way past that, Jerry.
Oh, my God. Like my 50th's coming up soon. This is not good.
Well, I'm past that.
I know you are. You're closer to 60 than 40 now.
I am. Sports Illustrated will have four covers, Jerry, for their...
I'm not interested. I'm
me
not.
Neither.
It's enough.
You're really not going to be... How about this? Here's the four covers.
This is for what? The swimsuit issue?
Yeah, which has zero buzz anymore.
It's over.
Zero buzz.
Right. Is there anything... I saw you put the SI cover. I didn't read anything else. What is it?
Kim Kardashian.
Who I love now.
Me too.
After watching her with Letterman.
Agree. Who, now they're going for somebody who's very popular, so maybe they'll sell some issues.
Mm-hmm.
Ciara. Russell Wilson's wife. Okay.
Fine.
Good looking gal, Jerry.
Yeah,
connection
sure.
to sports. I'm in. Yumi Nu, who is a plus size model.
Okay.
Chubby Chaser.
No, no, no.
And how about this one, Jerry? Elon Musk's, this is true, 74-year-old mother.
Why?
May Musk.
She's going to be on one of the covers.
On one of the covers.
I mean, that's fine. Okay. What are we doing?
I don't know. Sports Illustrated, what are we doing? They dropped the ball a long time ago with their
now craziness. Very smart with Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Because if you saw the Letterman thing like I did.
Yes.
When he said, how much do you get for an Instagram post? He goes, you're making $750,000. And she's like, no more. Oh, my God.
And then she's like,
nah, I don't talk about money. But
oiled buns and cavernous crack.
Maybe, but those buns and cavernous crack make a fortune. Because she is some influencer.
Yes.
So if you're Sports Illustrated, very smart on their part to do that. I get that. Elon Musk's mom. I mean, okay. I mean, maybe she's. Who was the. I'm blanking out. Was it Halle? Not Halle Berry. I mean, she's gorgeous too in her 50s. But there was one I saw a couple of weeks ago. I could not believe she was 56, and I'm blanking out on who it was. Absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
I'll try and find it during the break. Let's take a break. I got to get to the Odyssey Sports Minute. By the way, I forgot the C-Flight champions last night. Those are my cousins.
Oh, they're the winners.
Team Dalwies, yes. They won last night, too. So Dalwies won last night and Fallon, and we got the A championship still to be determined. All right. It is 5:52. When we come back, one final story, and I'll get you who else I'm talking about. Elizabeth Hurley. That's who it is. That's who it is. 56
awesome.
Years old. She looks like her body looks like she's still in her 20s.
Yeah.
And now people, oh, it's Photoshopped. Okay, maybe. But it still looks pretty damn good. I can't
she's
Photoshop
beautiful.
Me. I'll still look like a pig.
I'm going to check out her Instagram right now, Jerry.
There you go. All right, Odyssey Sports Minute. It is Amy Lawrence. This boy, Phil Mickelson. I don't know what he's doing. So it's on Phil.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, we got about a minute to go. Boomer and Gio, then Yankees win again. Mets doubleheader coming up today. We got to wait another day for the Rangers.
Every once in a while, Jerry, when something comes across on Twitter, I like to predict everybody's bad Twitter jokes and then go to see how long it takes to. So yesterday I saw Deshaun Watson is going to meet with the NFL in Texas. And then Deshaun Watson's also going to bring his Browns offensive teammates to the Bahamas to bond. So, of course, it was just all terrible. Will they be getting massages?
It's a little predictable, is it
not? I just wanted to choke everyone. I wanted to put everyone in a headlock, Jerry.
Not for nothing. If he had a sense of humor, as soon as they get off the plane and they get to the resort, you got chairs lined up on the beach.
Good news, I'm flying in a bunch of massage therapists.
Well, I didn't say that. I'm just saying you could send them for their massages as soon as you get to the resort.
That's true. True, Jerry. I see the Islanders have a new head coach. This guy looks exactly like I would think a...
WFAN and WFAN-FM and HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.